Should you be adding videos into your website content? I definitely say yes, but the answer why might surprise you. Hi, I'm Danny Conlon with Ignite Visibility, and today we will be diving into everything you need to know about adding video to your website. So let's start off with the first question. Will adding video to your website help your website content rank better? According to Google, the straight answer is no. Video on a web page is not a direct ranking factor. However, I say it's a little bit of a gray area because we have seen that adding video to your content does indeed help it rank better, but for other reasons than you might think. And many SEOs agree. In a survey study that Ignite Visibility conducted to over 200 marketers, we found that 92% of respondents added creative assets into their content, and 74% of those found that it did indeed help them boost their rankings. So, why could that be, and how could that be if Google says that adding video is not a direct ranking factor? Well, let's think about the user experience. We do know that user experience is a really important factor for Google, and adding video to your website content is a direct way of enhancing that user experience. Think about it. Users land on your website, they see a relevant, high-quality video, they click on it, they watch it directly from your web page. That dwell time goes up, the interaction and engagement with the page goes up, and those are all ranking factors that feed into Google's algorithm that will help you rank better in the long run. So, what's the best way for you to take advantage of videos on your website content? Well, for starters, they should definitely be marked up in video schema. Why? Well, marking them in video schema could potentially make you rank for a video featured snippet directly in SERPs, wherein you will stand out against those competitors and those other listings that do not have the video featured snippet directly in SERPs. What's also interesting right now is that in December of 2023, Google updated their video guidelines saying that they were no longer going to index video on web pages where the video was not the main piece of content on the page. Even if it was supporting the page and complemented the content on it, Google is deciding to no longer index that. So in Search Console, if you haven't checked and you do have a lot of video on your website, you may see that report in Search Console going up while all of your videos are getting de-indexed, which is why a lot of SEOs are now asking themselves, is it even worth it to add video onto my web page if I'm not going to rank better and it's not even going to get indexed? Aside from the indirect benefit of adding video onto your website and having that indirect ranking boost from the increased user engagement with your website, there are other reasons why you would want to still focus on video in your marketing strategy for this year. Repurposing is really important nowadays and a huge advantage to increase your visibility. By creating video content, not only can you add it to your website, you can also add it to YouTube. Let's not forget that YouTube is still one of the most populated search engines in the world, and YouTube videos do get served a lot on search results within Google, not only on their main tabs, but now also very much in the perspectives tab that is gaining popularity. So that's a whole other platform that you could potentially rank on, not only within YouTube, but on YouTube within Google searches as well. Last but not least, I think everyone should be focusing on video this year, not only for, again, the visibility potential and the ranking potential, but just for the storytelling power as marketers. Video is so powerful. It's the best way and the most efficient way to tell a story, to show your users why you're different, what your service is about. You can use it for customer testimonials, product demos, so many different reasons why you would create a video, and telling that in a video can be a lot more powerful than telling it in content. We also have to think about the way that consumers want to digest content nowadays, and a lot of people and consumers prefer watching a video that tells them something in just a quick minute or two versus reading a long web page or a long service page, so on and so forth. So let's make it easier for users and continue focusing on video this year. Just make sure you're doing it the right way, that your videos are high quality, intentional, have a purpose, you're adding them to your website, you're making sure they're marked up in schema, you're adding them to YouTube, making sure the videos are optimized on YouTube, and also potentially repurposing those videos for other platforms. You can be posting them on your social media. You could also take longer format videos and cut them down into sections to reformat those for short videos on YouTube Shorts or Instagram Reels or TikToks. The list goes on. So, in my expert opinion, everyone should be thinking about video this year and how you can incorporate that into your marketing mix. Thanks for listening. Drop down in the comments below how you're using video in your marketing mix this year. Would love to hear it. Thanks.